This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. I've got a guest on the phone, dubbed by Teen Vogue as the latest breakout artist, and she's the voice behind two powerful electro pop tracks, which was the debut On My Own, followed up with a brand new single, Lady. A big Joy welcome to Lucy Neville. Welcome to Joy, Lucy.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I want to start off by saying that on Sound Museum, another show that I'm part of on a Monday night with Leo, we came across your debut single On My Own and gave that a spin on Sound Museum, and we had quite a great response from the fans.
And really? That's awesome.
Yes. And look, as we noticed, you followed up with your new single, Lady. You're very young, Lucy. You're 19. You're from Sydney. Joined a professional all-girls choir at the age of 10, performing for royalty and rock stars. Tell us, what kick-started your love for music?
I think that I've always grown up with music. I don't really remember a time where music wasn't a big part of my life. My dad was always playing the latest Aussie rock and country and stuff like that. So it was always a big part of my growing up, and that definitely sparked my love for music. But going ahead, I always, you know, learned a new instrument, and then I joined Australian Girls Choir, and that really, you know, kickstarted my love for singing in specifically.
Now, Lucy, you were a 2014 finalist in the Vanda and Young Song Competition for what was your first single, and also a 2013 recipient of the Youth Song of the Year. You've won several other accolades. Did this inspire you while you were putting your latest EP together?
Totally, yeah. There's Light, which won another competition along the way, was kind of the song that kickstarted the whole EP. Because, you know, won the competition, and then we went to record it, and then it from there we kind of started writing and recording all the other tracks. And it's always good to have people recognize your hard work and dedication that you put in, but I think I'll be doing it no matter what.
Last month you released your first EP. As an artist, what does it feel like to, you know, accomplish your first release as a young artist in Australia?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing because it's been 3 years in the making, 3 years of writing and back and forth producing. We had a lot of roadblocks along the way, and when it was finally ready to release, I was so happy to have it off my hands and into everyone else's. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing, and I'm still kind of riding that high at the moment.
Lana Del Rey, Sia, and also Ariana Grande, big names in the music industry. They're all names that you have as influences in your, you know, record making. What is it about these artists and their style?
I think that I take a lot from Lana Del Rey in that she is very unapologetic with what she writes about. She's not afraid to be, you know, raw and edgy and cool, and I love that about her. I think that from Ariana Grande, you know, she's got an amazing vocal range, and she adds some really cool runs and tricks into her songs. And Sia is just a creative genius, so you can't deny that. She would be you know, ultimate collaboration. I just think she is so cool.
Music's come a long way over the years, and, you know, the shape of the music industry has changed quite significantly over the years, including, you know, the use of social media. And how do you feel about the industry, you know, as a whole, and what does that mean to you, you know, in getting your records out into the public eye, you know, through social media and all those channels?
I feel like the music industry is always going to be evolving and changing, and you can't sit back and wish that it was how it used to be or anything like that, because you just have to keep evolving with it. And I think that with the, you know, evolution of the music industry, social media has come as a huge benefit to artists. It allows us to be much more personal and connect with our fans on a different level, and, you know, push your music and your personality as well at the same time. And I think, yeah, I really enjoy using my social media accounts.
And that, what you did, is with your debut single, On My Own, it premiered and debuted at number 13 on the iTunes electronic charts. How do you feel about that?
That was crazy. I felt very humbled, and it was a crazy night. I remember just being at home, and we were actually doing the editing of the video, and we were sitting in my sister's room, and every time it would go up, you know, another spot, we'd all scream and jump around. And it was very crazy. Yeah, it was a massive highlight along the journey.
We've been chatting to Lucy Neville. We're going to continue our chat with Lucy next, but first we're going to have a listen to her debut single, On My Own. You're on Joy 94.9. Now, the new single, Lucy, it's called Lady and has some very powerful and it's a very passionate film clip as well, which accompanies the track. Tell us the story behind the lyrics. How did that come about?
The lyrics came about a couple years after a relationship that I was in and being able to kind of reflect on the relationship that I was in with more clarity and with being able to step back a little bit and with some distance in time. And it's just about being in a relationship that you know is not good for you but not really knowing how to walk away. And then when you finally do walk away, you know, becoming yourself again, finding yourself again.
So what's coming up for you, Lucy?
Coming up right now, we have something coming up with Vivo in the next couple of days, which should be really cool.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was very exciting and I cannot wait for that to be out.
Fantastic.
And today, I actually wrote part of a new song that we've already kind of started working on, and the next single is in the works. It is being produced as we speak.
So you're a very busy girl. You've got your hands full.
Yeah, always. That's how it should be.
If they wanted to keep up with you on your social media, which is pretty big for you because you're pretty active on your social media and you keep up with a lot of your fans, they can head over to lucyneville.com.au. And head over to Twitter, which is at the Lucy Neville, and Lucy Neville Music on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for your time, Lucy. We're going to play the brand new single, Lady, here on Joy 94.9. Would you like to introduce the track for our listeners today?
I would love to. This is Lucy Neville, and this is my new single, Lady.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.